It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
We're more than a year away from the next statewide election, November 2014. I'm in with the in
crowd. But we're already seeing plenty of hand-wringing among Republicans and Democrats over who will run for statewide offices.
Success for Democrats will depend a lot on voters in an off-presidential year. They need to hit or come close to the 62% turnout.
That's about 7.5 million voters.
That was part of the Democrats' winning turnout the vote formula last year.
Republicans want to, need to, alter their message to capture a bigger share of whoever turns out without adulterating their values on gay marriage, affirmative action.
So that's the backdrop as both parties try to sort out who will run. And there's no shortage of Republicans interested in the Senate seat that's open in 2014 because Senator Carl Levin is retiring.
There is a sense that Congressman Mike Rogers, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, could clear the field if he decides to run. I'm not convinced that's the case. An open Senate seat in Michigan is pretty rare.
And there's some early polling on this.
Some early, somewhat conflicting polling.
Very true. An MRG poll found Mike Rogers leading a pack of five potential candidates at 34% of 600 likely Republican primary voters. He was followed by Congressman Justin Amash and former Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land with 15 and 14% respectively.
Another poll, a Murray Communications Portable Insights survey of more than 1,000 likely primary voters, put Rogers at about 35% in a pack of eight potential candidates, some of whom have already said they won't or probably won't run. Terry Land came in second at about 30%.
These polls, like we said, are very early. They don't represent probable outcomes, but reasonably possible outcomes. But they are information that candidates and their potential funders can use to make some important decisions.
You know, Zoe, what's really absent from this election cycle, so far at least, is a self-funder, a Rick Snyder or a Jeff Figer with enough personal wealth to pick up all or most of the tab for their campaign.
That means every prospective candidate is looking for some benefactors.
And that's where the action is right now, recruiting people to be on fundraising teams. Candidates will also want to super PAC up.
Typically, that means taking a couple of people from their inner circle and sending them off, set up a parallel political organization, a super PAC, that can't specifically coordinate with the candidate's campaign, but can run TV ads and things like that that are supportive of a candidate.
So now is also the time for stroking big donors, the kind who can write checks with lots of zeros behind them and get their friends to do the same and to do it before these prospective donors make promises to other candidates.
All of this has to be done before, you know, those crowd-pleasing balloons and confetti formal announcements.
On the Democratic side, Congressman Gary Peters appears to be on most short lists to take that party's Senate nomination.
But let's not count out Debbie Dingell, a Southeast Michigan power broker, Democratic National Committee member, and spouse to the dean of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Dingell.
I expect that will get sorted out before too long, because Democrats really, 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 really don't want to see big primaries that will burn money and goodwill that could be used in the general election. But really, their tougher job seems to be finding someone to run next year against Governor Rick Snyder.
Indeed. You know, his polling numbers are not all that great, but November of 2014 is still a long way away, and there's just no clamor among Democrats that this is theirs for the taking.
So right now, the shortlist seems to be State Representative Vicky Barnett, State Board of Education President John Austin. A lot of Democrats are pinning their hopes on former Congressman Mark Schauer, who says he'll decide by the beginning of summer. And then there's former Congressman Bart Stupak.
Yeah, a really interesting prospect. He led a group of Blue Dog Democrats that got enough conservative codicils into the Obamacare legislation to get it passed. Not exactly beloved by progressives in his party.
Mm-mm. And if he faced Rick Snyder, Stupak would actually be to the right of the nerd on some things. Abortion, for example. Stupak's plan to win in November would be to cobble together a coalition of voters, conservative Democrats and moderate Republicans who are upset by controversies like right to work. He just has to make sure he doesn't upset too many people in his own party in the process.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.